Hare Krishna. Be present in the present to receive Krishna's present of purity. Live in the present. This is often a common teaching of the wisdom traditions all over the world. The present is the only moment of action. The past and the future are all either dreams or nightmares. If they were wonderful, they are part of dreams. If they are dreadful, they are part of nightmares. But there's nothing we can do about the present and future right now. The only time for action is the present. And for serious spiritualists, purity is a cherished aspiration. Why? Because it is purity that enables us to taste Krishna's beauty. It is purity that enables us to please Krishna with our service to Him. And it is purity that enables us to enter into Krishna's world of love. So, how do we become pure? When purity is so important, the Vedic wisdom tradition and the world's spiritual traditions in general offer many methods for purification. Among all these methods, Bhakti Yoga is the easiest and the most efficacious. Why? Because in the other processes, purity is an attainment. It is something which we have to strive and then we get it. Whereas in Bhakti Yoga, purity is an endowment. It is something which Krishna gives as a gift to us. Let's understand how. Bhakti Yoga actually purifies us by bringing us in contact with the all pure absolute truth, Krishna. And Krishna himself is eager to bring us close to him. And that's why, out of his great mercy, he makes himself readily accessible to us as his beautiful deities, as his sweet holy names, as his enlightening scriptures, and in various other manifestations like these. So, when we fix our mind on Krishna through these manifestations, and we try sincerely and seriously to meditate on Krishna through these manifestations, we show him our desire for purity. And Krishna reciprocates. He's bhavagrahi. He sees our desire for purity. Even when we don't have purity, he sees the desire, he accepts that bhava, that emotion, and he reciprocates and rewards by cleansing us from within. And thus, he grants the gift of purity. So, for us in the path of bhakti, we don't have to take a broom and remove all the impurities from the heart. We just try to fix the mind on Krishna, and then Krishna uses omnipotence to cleanse away all the dirt from the heart. So, we trying to ourselves individually remove the impurities is very difficult. But when Krishna does it, it is much faster. And that's why bhakti is the most expeditious way for purifying ourselves. And that's why in bhakti, purity is a gift. It's an endowment, not an achievement. Now, how do we attain this purity? What do we have to do for that? Naturally, we have to fix the mind on Krishna. And fixing the mind on Krishna requires that we be present in the present to receive Krishna's present of purity. When Krishna comes to give us the gift of purity, we have to be present there. What does it mean? For example, when we go in the temple and stand in front of the deities and are beholding the deities, at that time, we have to be present there. We have to be mentally present where we are physically present and absorb ourselves in Krishna. Same with chanting the holy name, same with studying the scriptures, and same with other forms of bhakti yoga. Only when we are present in the present can we contact with those manifestations of Krishna, and that contact purifies us. If we are absent-minded, then there is little or no contact with Krishna, and therefore we don't become purified. Now, when we talk about living in the present, some people may get the doubt that actually we see advanced devotees don't live in the present. They seem to live in an entirely different world. For example, we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in trances of ecstasy. He is at one place, but he's far away in the spiritual world, meditating on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And similarly, we see many great devotees going into trances of ecstasy, trances of devotion. So they don't always seem to be present-minded. They are absent-minded. So is it a principle of bhakti to be present-minded, to be present in the present, when so many advanced devotees are not present in the present? Yes, advanced devotees may not be present in the present, but even when they are absent-minded, they are still Krishna-minded. Krishna-minded means that they are conscious of Krishna. Their minds are filled with thoughts of Krishna. And why are the minds so filled? Because they have spontaneous devotion. They have become so advanced that the heart is spontaneously attracted to Krishna. And that's why, because of that attraction to Krishna, when their mind goes off somewhere, it goes towards Krishna. And such spontaneous attraction towards Krishna is not automatic. It is not cheap. Actually, they have practiced diligently conscientious devotion for a long time. Conscientious devotion means they have practiced sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, wherein they have fixed their mind on Krishna by being in the present, and they so prayerfully meditating on the deities, attentively chanting the holy names, scrutinizingly studying the scriptures. By such attentive, conscientious devotional service, they have become purified and now they have attained spontaneous devotion. And that's why when they are absent-minded, they are also Krishna-minded. When they are present-minded, they are also Krishna-minded. And by being practiced to be Krishna-conscious like this, when they are absent-minded also, they are Krishna-conscious. In our case, when we become absent-minded, it's only very rarely that we are Krishna-conscious. Our minds, when they become absent from the situation where we are, they usually go to our attachments or our aversions. Attachment is something which we like. We want. And we think about this. We think about maybe sensual enjoyment. We think about some favorite sports. We think about maybe sleep. Or conversely, the mind also goes towards its aversions. What the mind doesn't like, the mind also is very fearful. Oh, this should not happen. I don't like that person. I don't want to meet him or her. And then we think about that person also. So our mind, when it's absent, it often goes into attachment or aversions. People have revenge fantasies. They don't like some person and they think about that person a lot. So the mind can go towards the attachments or the aversions also. And in this way, when we are absent-minded, we go away from the manifestations of Krishna, and that's how we don't make spiritual advancement. And for us, we can't imitate the advanced devotees who go into trances of devotion. We have to first cultivate conscientious practice of bhakti yoga. And we have to be present in the present and receive Krishna whenever he manifests himself. At our level, the Bhagavad Gita describes in 2.64, Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu Vishayanindriyaischaran Atma Vashyair Vidheyatma Prasadamadigachati. Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu. So Raga is attachment, Dvesha is aversion. So these two are the forces that drag our mind here and there. So we break free from them. He says, okay, the mind, you have these attachments and aversions, but nothing great is going to come through them. So I'm not going to indulge in them. I'm not going to entertain them too much. I'm just going to neglect them. Break free. Vimuktaistu. And then Vishayan Indriyaischaran. The sense urges go toward the sense objects because of the force of the attachment aversions. A person refuses to go. Atma vashyair vidheyatma. One self-restraint, and then vidheyatma. How can we become self-restrained like that? Vidhi. We are practicing vaidhi bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti means bhakti that is according to scriptural regulation. So vidheyatma, a person who follows scripture. What happens to such a person? Prasadam adhigachyati. So the word prasad, we often equate it with the eatable, okay, some sweet or some meal. But actually the word prasad means mercy. And Krishna's mercy comes in various ways. And in this context, if we see what the word prasad refers to, it refers to purity. The next verse further describes that such a devotee, such a transcendentalist, prasade sarva dukkhanam ha nirasyopajayate prasanna chetaso yashu buddhi paryavatishtate. So the characteristics it describes of a person who becomes free from the threefold miseries, person who becomes cheerful, the person's intelligence becomes well situated, these are the characteristics of pure hearted person. So here prasad refers to purity. So by following the process of sadhana bhakti conscientiously, we can receive Krishna's mercy in the form of purity. And that is the supreme gift that Krishna is giving us. So by living in the present, by being present in the present, we can receive Krishna's present of purity. Thank you. Hare Krishna.